I'm going to let you know right now. I'm keeping you a little late because I want to see you walk into the shot.
Oh, McCown will kill me.
I
He'll kill
know.
me.
That'll be the best part. And
Yeah,
then and you'll see.
I'll get. Do you realize the show starts at 5?
Do you know who I am? That's what he's going to do to you. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I guess I don't even need to be late to get that question.
No, he wears, you know, everybody should wear sunglasses on TV. It's a daily salute to Corey Hart. Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet joins
Thank
us.
Thank you for moving me, by the way. Sorry for the late
Oh,
notice. My apologies.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a longtime listener to this program, you know we've got nothing but space. I mean, we got flexibility out the yin yang, which I'll use as a terrible segue into. I want to ask you about San Jose because I think there's
Yep.
a lot of conversations about Mike Babcock's name, at least down the road, and where he might end up. But I'm beginning to hear some conversations about Todd McClellan and his long-term future. Is there anything going on in San Jose?
I think there is. Actually, the 30 Thoughts will be up soon, and one of the things I touch on in there is that I heard something on the weekend about the Sharks reaching out to Dan Bylsma, and I checked it, and it kind of got thrown away, as you would imagine, and then I started hearing more of it. So I went back to Doug Wilson. I said, look, I'm hearing this a lot. It's a tough spot for a GM to be in. But, you know, I said, look, I'm hearing this. Is there anything you want to say? And you could, as you can imagine, Rob, the reaction was negative. And he basically said, and I have the quote in the piece, but tell everyone that that is not true. So he really threw cold water on that. I think there's heat in San Jose. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, I think if anything was to happen to Todd McClellan, he would be unemployed for as long as he wanted to be unemployed.
Yep.
But there's no question that if you look at the roster, I talked to one of the players of a team that has played them a couple times already, and I said, you know, what do you think? And he said, you know, they're not really that deep. If you look at their losses, they've got 13 games they've lost, including the overtime losses, and they've got 26 goals in those games. And 19 of those goals, of those 26, have come from Brent Burns, Logan Couture, Patrick Marleau, Joe Pavelski, and Joe Thornton. So it's not like the top guys aren't trying to do something about it. I just think that they're in the middle of a rebuild here, as Doug Wilson said, and I think their roster's pretty thin. And maybe they're looking at it like they need a new voice. But like I said, I think if Todd McClellan, anything does happen to him, he'll be unemployed for as long as he wants to be.
Well, yeah, and I think it'll be measured in hours, not days, between employment for him. And that
is. Well, he might just decide to wait. Like,
yeah, well, fair
you
enough.
Know, what's there at the end of the season? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, I should, you know, kind of excuse myself to this conversation because I like the guy. I got to know him a little bit, and
yeah,
I just
he's a good guy.
And do you find, because you deal with a lot of coaches, and I don't want to name names, but there's almost different types of coaches. There's guys that want to pontificate and tell you how they did this and tell you how I did that. There's guys that want to talk at you, and then there's Todd McCullen who wants to have a conversation with you and engage you.
It's like sports media, right? There's guys who want to pontificate at you too, and there's guys who like to talk to you. So, yeah, I mean, he's an easy – I mean, the tough thing is, like, you know, you guys, you're in the West, so you see him a lot more than I do. You know, I've dealt with him. I've covered quite a few of his playoff series. I've done a few things here and there, but I don't see him as much as you do. My interactions with him have been really good, though. I find him to be really honest, really blunt. If you ask a question, he'll give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with you, it tends to be very conversational.
Is he, and I don't want to start picking his next destination, but I don't mind telling you that, you know, one of the teams that I have heard would be the Toronto Maple Leafs because of a connection to Brendan Shanahan back in the Detroit.
I believe if he was available, he would be a consideration. Look, I mean, how many places would he not be a consideration if he was available?
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, if Toronto decided to make a change, I think he'd be on that list. If Edmonton decided to make a change, he'd be on that list. I mean, honestly, Rob, if for whatever reason Bob Hartley and the Flames weren't able to make a deal, you know, he would probably be a guy Calgary would look at. I mean, he's a Saskatchewan boy. He's a Western Canadian kid. I think if the opportunity arose, he'd be happy to work with either one of those teams. I mean, if Mike Babcock doesn't go back to Detroit, the Red Wings might come calling because they know him really well. So I don't think he's going to have any shortage of opportunities. And, you know, the one coach told me once that you always worry when certain guys get let go, because then your team starts to look at it and says, like, is he better than the guy we have?
Yeah.
And I think Todd McClellan would be on those lists.
I'm not 100% sure that you and I haven't had this conversation before, but I'll ask it again, and it's kind of the reverse. I don't know Doug Wilson very well. Clearly, you've talked to him. I'm always been a little curious here the last couple of years of why he seems like Teflon. I would have thought that he would be a guy that would be, you know, also on the hot seat, yet it always seems to be the coach.
Well, I think he is on the hot seat a bit there.
Yeah.
There's a new owner. But you know what? Like, the one thing I will say in Wilson's defense is it would have been very easy to fire the coach last summer, and he didn't do it. And which, you know, he didn't make the coach a scapegoat at that time. You know, the one thing about Wilson is they consistently have a good team. You know, they're always in the playoffs. You know, they're not a cap team. They're a budget team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's done, from what I understand, a good job keeping them on budget. You know, I think they've also, in their history, had an ownership group that believes in sitting back and letting the general manager run the team. They don't interfere a lot. And also, up until this year, you know, they didn't have a lot of wasted money on their budget. Now, this year they have a buyout, Martin
yeah.
Havlat. It's really rare for them to have a buyout. And also, they just picked up 35% of Jason Demers' salary on the Brendan Dillon trade. I think everybody in that organization, not only McClellan, but the players, the general manager, are a lot more on notice since what happened last year. You know, we'll see. I mean, I don't know if anybody's safe. You know, depending on how they finish this year,
true.
I don't know if anybody's safe.
And I know you're not safe because you got to go and work with McCallum here in a second, but I do want to just a quick thought on Edmonton. You know, obviously this Battle of Alberta thing this past weekend was real interesting.
At the same time, watching the two teams, yep.
And I agree with your point. The Flames have, you know, it almost seems like the Flames are spotting everybody goals, but that's another argument. What happens in Edmonton? What do you do?
Well, I think that they have made it. I think they had a lot of soul searching on Sunday after that game on Saturday night. And I have been told, I've been told this by Craig McTavish before, and I believe it again, they want to do anything before they fire the coach. They feel that he doesn't have the strongest roster, mm-hmm. and they feel they fired so many coaches. You know, if McClellan was available, would that change? I don't know, but I don't think that's what they want to do. I think they would like to make a trade. All of a sudden, they went from the core guys not being available to suddenly the core guys maybe be available. I don't know if I believe that. I don't think they're trading Taylor Hall or Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, but the one thing I do think is they want to start making people uncomfortable. And I think that's why this story came out the way it did on Sunday and Monday. I think they want their players to know, if you think this is going to just be the coach and not you, that's not the way we're dealing with it anymore. We expect you guys to start living up to your end of the bargain.
30 thoughts coming out later today?
Yes, it should be out any time.
Thanks, pal, and enjoy your afternoon, but we will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks for doing this, Elliot.
All right, take care. They're waving me in, so I got to go.